At night, she said, by herself. The doctor is a solitary soul, but I can see this isn't the most sensible thing she's ever done. Samuel was thinking back to that morning when the news of Omita's sanctions being lifted had appeared in the AV projection at Glover's restaurant. So what do we do? Monica Fuchs, the ESA operative, caught up with them. She increased the magnification factor of her retinal implants just as Alkad Mzu pulled her sweatshirt off over her head. I don't know what you two are panicking over. Nobody as smart as Dr. Mzu would choose drowning as a method of suicide. It's too prolonged. Maybe she's just going for a quick swim, Pauline suggested without much hope. It's a pleasant enough evening. Samuel kept watching Mzu. Now her boots and clothes were off, she was removing the contents of her backpack and dropping them on the sand. It was the casual way she did it which bothered him, as if she was without a care. I somehow doubt it. We're going to look particularly stupid charging over there to rescue her, if all she's doing is taking a dip to cool off, Monica groused. The middle-aged Edenist's lips pursed in amusement. You think we don't look stupid anyway? She scowled and ignored him. Does anyone have any relevant contingency orders? Pauline asked. If she wants to drown herself, then I say let her, Monica said. Problem solved at long last. We can all pack up and go home then. I might have known you'd take that attitude. Well, I'm not swimming after her if she gets into trouble. You wouldn't have to, Samuel said without shifting his gaze. Tranquility has affinity-bonded dolphins. They'll assist any swimmers that get into difficulties. Who bloody rah, Monica said. Then we can have another 20 years of worrying about who the daft old biddy will talk to and what she'll say. Alkad datavised a code to the processor in her empty backpack. The seal around the bottom opened and the composite curled up, revealing a hidden storage space. She reached in to remove the programmable silicone spacesuit which had lain there undisturbed for 26 years. Ione, Tranquility said urgently, we have a problem developing. Excuse me, Ione said to her cocktail-dressed guests. They were members of the Tranquility Banking Regulatory Council, invited to discuss the habitat's falling revenue, which the massive decrease in starship movements was causing. Something needed to be done to halt the stock market's wilder fluctuations, so she had thought an informal party was the best way of handling it. She turned instinctively to face her apartment's window wall and the shoals of yellow and green fish nosing round the fan of light it threw across the dusky sand. What? It's Alkad Mzu. Look! The image fizzed up into her mind. Samuel frowned as Mzu drew some kind of object from deep inside her backpack. It looked ridiculously like football, but with wings attached. Even with his retinal implants on full magnification, he couldn't quite make it out. What is that? Mzu fastened the collar round her neck and bit down on the nozzle of the respirator tube. She datavised an activation code into the suit's control processor. The black ball flattened itself against her upper chest and started to flow over her skin. Both the other intelligence operatives turned to look at the sharpness in Samuel's voice. The two sergeants began to walk forwards over the beach. Ione, Tranquility's thoughts rang with surprise, turning to alarm. I can sense a gravitonic distortion zone building. So? She asked. Every starship emerging above Merchusco registered in the habitat's mass-sensitive organs. There was no requirement for the usual network of strategic warning grav distortion detector satellites which guarded ordinary asteroid settlements and planets. Tranquility's perception of local space was unrivaled, making threat response a near-instantaneous affair. Is the starship emerging too close? Arm the strategic defense platforms. No use, it's... At first, Samuel mistook it for a shadow cast by an evening cloud. There was still enough pearly radiance coming from the light tube to give the circumferous sea a sparse shimmer. A cloud would produce exactly that patch of darkness. But there was only one patch of darkness, and when he glanced up, the air was clear. Then the noise began, a distant thunderclap which lasted for several seconds, then chopped off abruptly.